It's episode 258, and we've got plugins for unique post-stat tracking, handling free WooCommerce downloads, news bars, payment gateways, and a new plugin for keeping dashboard notes. It's all coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the burning hot shores of Vancouver Island, I'm John Overall.
And from the, let's call it chill, shores of Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
Yeah, another wonderful hot summer day here in beautiful British Columbia. Going to be popping up to probably 27, 28 degrees. And for those of you that don't understand the metric system, that puts it at about 80 degrees, 85 degrees today.
Nice. Beautiful. We're a little bit under that here today, but it is definitely summer. We do have this phenomena here in Southern California that's called June gloom. It's basically overcast for about a month.
Yeah, pretty much. And then it goes away and you get beautiful hot summer weather for the next several months.
Right.
All right, well, we've got the usual great show for you today. But, of course, right off the top, don't forget you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsA2Z.com. And if you got a little time, we'd greatly appreciate you leaving us that little thumbs-up button on Stitcher Radio or a review on their website or stopping in the iTunes store and leaving us a review there.
Absolutely. Those reviews do help us out in the rankings. And I'll tell you what, we just got a couple reviews recently here, both of which we'll read on the show. But that propped us up to number 2 in terms of being WordPress podcasts, right? So that's what it takes, is just listeners to leave us reviews, and we will be in the top 3 forever.
Absolutely.
You can keep that sucker aloft for a long time. So please, just if you have a moment, go on to iTunes and search for WordPress Plugins A to Z and leave us a nice review. We'd really appreciate that.
All right, and of course, don't forget, we are WordPress professionals. I myself make a living doing fixing people's broken websites more often than not. That's one of the best things I do, so if you break it, I fix it. Or if someone else breaks it for you, they hack, crack, or otherwise find their way into your website, feel free to pick up the phone, give me a call at 818-850-7729, or send an email to john@wppro.ca.
And, John, I've been talking about it for months, and now you can finally sign up. Go to membershipcoach.com, and I've got everything there for you in terms of a landing page and everything else, talking about the entire works of the program, the course that I just finished, which is called Membership Site Fundamentals. It's a 9-module, 64-lesson thing about basically membership fundamentals from A to Z, right? It's just everything that you need to know to get a firm foundation in membership sites. So head on over to membershipcoach.com. I've got that there. And I'm really proud of it. I'm really proud of everything that I've done. I've got this book that I'm working on that I'm going to finish up this week that's called The Membership Blueprint. And it also is a guide that kind of takes you step by step with checklists and making sure you don't waste time on A, B, and C, that you just kind of, you know, streamline it. And it's a very good program. We will have our first coaching call actually in just a couple days. So it's all ready for you out there, membershipcoach.com.
Sweet. Yes, check it out, folks. All right, well, to let folks know, we have an opening for a show sponsor right now. So you could jump in right here and showcase your plugin, web presence, website, whatever you'd like. Feel free to contact us or go to the website at wppluginsa2z.com/advertise, and you can get all the information you need there.
Yeah, it's worth it. There's a lot of great sponsorships that we've already done. They've gotten some pretty good return on investment, so we'd like to invite you out there. If you have something to promote, let us know.
All right, and we'd like to briefly thank our donors, those of you who came in under $50. Thank you very much. You know who you are. We've got no $50-plus donors this show, but if you want to get yourself noticed here, donate $50 to the show. We'll read out your thank you and even links to your website, you know, showcasing everything about you. So check it out.
Absolutely.
All right. And we got just a little bit of news or a couple of great articles this week I wanted to briefly talk about. One of them is an article from WPMU Dev. It's an article about how to edit your htaccess for WordPress security and more. It goes through, it's a rather in-depth article, and if you've done any developing, sooner or later you're going to run into the htaccess file. And they've got a really good in-depth article on how to use your htaccess file to improve your security, to improve speed, to improve all kinds of things in here. So check it out. There's a link in the show notes for the article, and it's a really great one. And we've also got, what? Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, we have a little bit of news here.
Oh yeah, the Jetpack. That's where I was heading next. For those of you out there who aren't keeping yourself up to date or paying attention to the news, there's a article here that takes you to security issues over Jetpack plugins. So if you use the Jetpack plugin and you haven't updated it in the last couple of weeks, you need to get to it as soon as possible. There's a cross-scripting flaw in it that put millions of WordPress websites at risk. And while they have patched the issue, many people haven't updated unless they were on an automatic update system. So check it out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very important. that's, you know, we always say this update, update, update. And that's another reason why.
Yeah. You never know what it is. Like one of the biggest articles we talked about in recent times was the fact that three plugins out there are still responsible for the vast majority of WordPress hacks. And that's because people are not keeping them up to date. And that's an article in our previous podcast. So make sure you're listening to our previous shows or check out the previous show notes for that information.
Yes.
All right. So it looks like we've got some feedback. We do have feedback this week. And these are a couple of Canadian reviews from the Canadian website. And we'd like to read them out for you. So the first one we've got for you here is titled Essential WordPress Podcast. And it was a 5-star review from Denzel Meekins. And it says, if you are a WP developer or designer, this should be an essential part of your podcast listening. Packed with tips and opinion, it has really helped us to stay on top of the latest plugins and see what can be achieved. Thanks from the Market to All at markettoall.com, mobile-friendly email newsletter, Paul Mycroft. And his final word, a lifesaver. So thanks a lot, Paul. Huh. Greatly appreciate it.
Wow. And I will read the next review. That's interesting that somebody said lifesaver because that was the title of our next review too. Lifesaver. It's from Beto777, and he says, definitely a must listen even if you're just planning to start your blog. And plenty of savvy here for those whom already do WordPress, a valuable routine podcast for this self-publisher. Thank you very much for that 5-star review. We appreciate that.
Thanks a lot, Beto. Well, you know, random number theory. You get all kinds of strange things that happen.
That's true.
All right. I think that takes us off so we can jump into the meat and potatoes time, eh?
All right. Time to rock and roll.
Off we go. All right, the first plugin I've got for you this week is called Post Views. And this is a pretty simple plugin for those of you who are statistically inclined and just addicted to knowing everything and anything that happens inside your WordPress website. This is a plugin that you install, you turn on, and then it starts to give you crazy amounts of charts and other information about each and every post. How often the post has been looked at, who's looking at it, their IP addresses, what countries they're coming from. It puts it into charts and graphs and all kinds of pretty stuff for those of you addicted to statistics. Wow, that's a mouthful. So anyway, it's a great little plugin. It works well. I've got a couple clients that use it because they just want to know everything that's happening in the world of their website. And it's called Post Views, and I gave it a 4-dragon rating.
Very good. So that's basically a unique post stats plugin, right?
Unique post. It's for individual. It tracks the individual post stats.
Excellent. It's like the old counter days.
Yep.
All right. The next, I've got a bunch of things here. By the way, all three of my plugins have to do with WooCommerce. So you can tell what I've been doing the last couple of days.
Nice.
It's basically been a lot of WooCommerce stuff. So this first one is called Download Now WooCommerce. And essentially what this allows you to do is to have users download products from the product page without having to go through the checkout process. So you can still keep something in WooCommerce. Maybe you're going to charge for it later. Maybe it's something that you've already charged for and now you want to make it a free download. Basically, you set it to be able to download for free. And instead of having to go through and like put everything at zero and then add to basket and then check out and then the whole process that has to go through it, instead, when the regular price is detected at zero, the add to basket or add to cart button is then replaced with a download now button.
Oh,
and the plugin can be customized from the settings page. You can change the button text. Whether it shows for sale items as well, and you can even customize the CSS style of the button. Thought it was a fantastic plugin. I rated it a 4 out of 5.
I can see a sweet way to use that if you've got something you want to give a temporary giveaway on. Mm-hmm. Mark it down, have a little pricing, said temporary zero, download now, and then when the sale expires, it automatically goes back to being a pay-for download.
That's right.
Okay. Some really great uses for that one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The next plugin I've got here is a Newsbar plugin. And this one here came for a client that was looking for a way to display their latest posts in a floating Newsbar. And there used to be, once upon a time, some decent Newsbar plugins in the repository, but not so much anymore. This is a premium plugin, and it's from Code Canyon. And it's a pretty decent Newsbar plugin that places either in the footer or the header, floating on top or the very bottom of your screen, and then it allows you to go in, choose what kind of post you're going to pull. But it's got some limitations here, unfortunately, in that it will only pull the entire post and it doesn't pull you the categories of them. But it will pull custom post types, which was kind of a nice feature. So if you've got a specialized custom post type in there, you can pull just that. And it's really nice. It's got a few customizations you can set up, some colors, adjustments, all of those usual things there. But the fact that you couldn't pull it into the categorize it or specialize it down, I had to place this one at a medium rating of 3 dragons. But still a pretty decent plug-in if you're really willing to pull in all of your content. So Check it out. It's called WPJ Newsbar Plugin, and it's located at Code Canyon. And that is an affiliate link in the show notes.
Okay. All right. Well, let's continue on the WooCommerce train. John, I'm sure you've set up payment gateways in WooCommerce before, right?
Oh, one or two.
Yeah. Well, this is a pretty unique plugin, and it just came out of necessity because of different price points. I wanted to switch to a different payment gateway.
Oh.
And that was for basically the high-dollar, high-ticket stuff. Mm-hmm. I wanted to go to something that was just a little less in terms of how much they took in terms of the VIG.
Yeah.
And, excuse me, this one actually allows you – it's called WooCommerce Payment Gateway Per Product.
Nice.
And so what it allows me to do is select the default payment gateway on a product-by-product basis. So that I could do the higher ticket stuff maybe in Stripe rather than PayPal or anything in between. So it's a really, really nice plugin, very easy to set up. It's just basically a kind of a mapping thing in terms of each product and where it gets checked out to in terms of the payment processor. So I rated this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. That can be quite useful to save yourself some fees along the way.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, the final plugin I've got here today is called WP Dashboard Notes. Now, one of the problems that I face is I have a couple of websites with multiple admins that I work in. I'm an admin. I've got a couple of other admins in there. I use Basecamp for coordinating stuff, but sometimes you're not always paying attention to Basecamp. You log into the website and going, I know I need to do something. Then you go to Basecamp, you look, and you just can't find it. What I was looking for was an easy way to communicate with the other admins to let me know of things I need to take care of on the website or let them know stuff. And Notes came up, and I was like, well, we can put notes, and there's got to be a notes plugin. This creates sticky notes, like those old yellow sticky notes you used to have tacked all to your walls and your computer screens and everything else once upon a time, even though some of us still use those. So this allows you to create sticky notes, basically, for your WordPress dashboard. And you can colorize the notes, and it gives you multiple colors. And if you want your own custom colors, you can go put those into the CSS for it if you like. Probably not truly necessary. But it creates really great notes that the moment you log into your WordPress website and that dashboard loads up, that note in all its full yellow glory pops in your face. And you go, oh, I've got something to deal with here. I realized that after we put that in there and I log in the site and go, oh, yeah, I forgot. So this is a very sweet plugin for communicating that information and for helping you to remember what you need to do and talking to your different admins. Great plugin. I had to bring this one because of its simplicity, its actual workability. I had to give this one a top 5 Dragon rating. So check it out, WP Dashboard Notes.
Awesome. That's very cool. It reminds me of somebody I know that used to do that with Windows. Do you remember the old sticky notes?
I had those in my Windows 3.3 and Windows 6.
Yeah, I remember that. They had like just a whole screen full of notes. That was funny. All right, well, finally, we're going to wrap it up with our last WooCommerce plugin, and this one is called Hide Price Until Login. And I've pretty much given the entire description of the plugin right there with just the name. So what it does is it hides the price of all the products in your shop and product detail pages until the user is logged in. So it requires someone to actually log into the system to see the price. Now, that's not exactly membership, but kind of, right? It's sort of that. It makes it so that you have to be in the system in order to do a transaction. So that's in itself sort of a lead generation idea or technique, which is you can put some absurd prices in there only for your members. Yeah. So it doesn't show anything until they actually sign up, go through the system, get a login, and log into the site. Now, that's really good because you can take your first timers, walk them through the system, talk about the different price advantages, all that kind of stuff. And also, it's something to where you can, let's just say you're having a private event and you want tickets to only go to your specific people, this is a way to do it. Mm-hmm. So that the public isn't just buying things up. It has to actually be people registered into your system. It's flawless. This plugin is great in the way that it works, and I gave it a 5 out of 5.
Very nice. That's an excellent plugin and can be of much value to someone running a WooCommerce site.
Yeah, so for example, I'm going to use it as a lead-in so that you can get – You have to first sign up into the system before I'm even going to let you sign up for the program. Mm-hmm. And that's strictly so that I have everyone's email address and all of their contact information and all of that so that I can market to them later.
Oh, absolutely. All right. Well, in this episode, I covered up Post Views, which I gave a 4-2, WPJ Newsbar plugin, which I gave a 3-2, and then WP Dashboard Notes, which I gave a 5-2.
And I covered Download Now for WooCommerce, gave that one a 4 out of 5. WooCommerce Payment Gateway per Product, got a 4 out of 5. And Hide Price Until Login, got a perfect 5 out of 5.
All right, and a commercial. Well, this is a small commercial to say, hey, if you happen to be traveling this summer and you come up to beautiful British Columbia, Victoria, make sure you send me an email. I'll take you out for a beer if you come into this part of the world. That's
nice.
My commercial.
All right, I might take you up on that. Just a reminder, the Membership Coach program is open for registration, so you can go to membershipcoach.com. Also, be sure to check out that Membership Coach podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play, and follow me on Twitter at Membership Coach. So that's my commercial.
All right, and of course, the usual reminders. Don't forget to drop into the iTunes store and give us a review. We greatly appreciate it. The fact that the recent reviews have drugged us back up to the number 2, and we really want that number 1 slot. So, hey, a few more reviews, and we'll be there. Keep it up, folks. We greatly appreciate your time on that. And if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner. Greatly appreciate that. Or stop into their website and leave us a comment or review there.
And what is the best way to contact us, John?
The best way to get hold of me is to go to my website at johnoverall.com or to send an email to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, which has completely been neglected lately, but it's still there.
I know that feeling.
On Twitter, at marcuscouch, which, I want to say something here before we end. I did something that I encourage a lot of people to do that I did over the weekend on Twitter. I had about an hour free, I think, on Friday, and I did this again on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I just got on Twitter, and I said, I got an hour free. If anybody's got a WordPress problem, tell me, and I'll help you fix it. And I fixed four people's problems with plugin recommendations in about 20 minutes' time. People seem to love that. So I even got requests like, "Oh, I missed it. When's the next one?" You know. And but the thing is if you ask John or I something on Twitter in terms of help, we'll help you. There's no office hours or anything like that. Just ask us, and we'll be sure to help you out. Same with on the website. If you want to click the SpeakPipe button and leave us a voicemail, anything that's bothering you or anything that you've had trouble with in terms of WordPress, we're here for you. So let us know. And that's my story about Twitter. At Marcus Couch is where you can find me there, and you can follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
That's all we've got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.